present state of science fiction and what is its future? Told me 10 pages, you know, and then some little questions, like, who do you think is any good? But the basic question, what is it, where does it stand now, and where is it going? Took me 10 pages to answer.
Who do you think is any good?
In the field? Well, most of the people I think are good apparently are dropping out of the field. So if I say they're good, then they would deny that they were science fiction writers. Tom Dish, Barry Maltzberg, Phil Farmer.
Silverberg?
I don't like Bob's stuff at all. I've never read anything by Silverberg I liked. I don't like his stuff. I don't like Carlin Ellison's stuff. I like Spinrad's stuff a lot. Catherine Kurtz, I like her stuff. She writes fantasy, I guess. She's also very pretty. Hi, Kathy. I sure like your books. What are they about? I mean, she writes fantasy for Ballantine.
Le Guin?
Well, as Jesus said to Pontius Pilate, you said it, not me. Du Sagst in the Luther's translation. Bist du der Judenkönig? And then Jesus answers, Du Sagst. You said it, not me. If that's what you say, Pontius, it's up to you. You're the imperator.
I gotta wash my hands, excuse me.
That was, you know, that he didn't get off the hook by answering that way. Pilate got off the hook by. I cannot answer about Ursula's stuff. I really don't understand it. Her whole body of writing seems to me to be like a sermonette. Like on the television station used to sign off with a sermonette. A kind of political sermonette. All hooked up and gussied up, you know, with a kind of literary style. But it's all from the poli sci department of University of California in Berkeley, as far as I can make out, when you strip the style away.
You beat out Ursula Le Guin for the Campbell Award in 1975. Flow My Tears, the Policeman Said, won the award, losing to The Dispossessed, which that year won the Hugo and the Nebula. The whole awards thing, is that essentially a game that the field plays, or does it really have meaning?
Well,
I say this to the man who has at least one Hugo.
Yeah, well, when I learned I'd won the John W. Campbell Award, my first reaction was to refuse the award. Because I was present when the award was given out in Fullerton, and it was a shambles and a mockery and disgrace.
Yeah, I was there too.
You were there too. I was so upset. I went up and made a formal complaint to the university about the whole ceremonies. I mean that in fact I have never gone anywhere and spoken anywhere since that thing. I was so ashamed of every single person up there on that panel. Ashamed for those students who came there to hear us answer their relevant questions with our relevant answers, and they asked relevant questions, and all we did. Ashamed for those students who came there to hear us answer their relevant questions with our relevant answers, and they asked relevant questions, and all we did was make fools of ourselves. That I never have ever spoken in public since then. I have become a complete recluse. I've turned down every speaking engagement that's ever been offered me since. Then the next year I went to the W. Campbell Award, you know, and I immediately I was going to refuse it, and I was all set. I got very sick with the flu just thinking about having won. I was, you know, my whole, you know, barked up feeling came back that I had to be the year before when I was voted. But then Harry Harrison called me up, and he described the award ceremony in England. It was given at St. John's College at Oxford. And he said, it isn't like it was when it was given in Fullerton. He said, it was not a shambles and a mockery and a disgrace, you know, and he said it was, and so I finally decided that it was an honor, you know, but I was very reluctant to accept it, and I refused to pose for publicity pictures at the University of California at Fullerton with my award. I refused to do it. I refused to pick up the award, in fact. I wouldn't even pick it up. I made them bring it over to me, and I wouldn't be photographed with the award or with Dr. McNally. I wouldn't have anything to do with any of the PR hype. I told him I was sick, told him I had kidney trouble, or a big deal to me. But, so anyway, they brought the award over, and then Time Magazine interviewed me, and they photographed me, and I was looking through the thing as a Mobius strip. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Well, it's a Mobius strip. It looks like something you use to prop up the axle of your car with. you know, if you're changing a tire and couldn't find, you know, a regular bumper jack. And I don't know, Mike, what to think about these awards. Like, I'm ambivalent, you know. It's nice that I won it because it means that, like, Flow My Tears is going to be reissued again because it got the award. It means the book will go back into print next November with a new cover and you know, and the fact that I got the award. So, like, I just split right down into, like, vote. My left hand votes yes, my right hand votes no on the value of awards. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, shucks, fellas. Gee whiz, you shouldn't have done it. But don't take it back, you know? I was very happy when I got my original Hugo Award. They never told me I got it. I didn't find out until my agent wrote to congratulate me. And I was very excited, and I considered it a great honor. But I think now the awards have become... What is it they give in Canada? They give... There's something, the Elron or something. It's a lemon or something like that. It's for the worst science fiction novel of the year. And... I don't know, how do you accept a word like that? What do you say when they give it?
Harvard does the same thing with a Lacuna Award.
Yeah, right. I don't know, I mean...
Is the field... Well, look, a couple of times you have compared the field to Silly Putty. Is Gresham's Law in Operation, is the bad SF or sci-fi driving out good? Is there less good stuff being printed? Is Sturgeon's Law, Revelation, still in force?
I really do not know, Mike. I really don't know. I have a great anxiety about for the future of science fiction. And when I wrote to Publishers Weekly, I took a very negative view of the future of science fiction. I contrasted the hopes and dreams that we had had for it with now people writing about sword fights and little fellows with fuzzy turned up feet. What is it, Drano and Frito and other...
Dildo.
Yeah. You can't parody science fiction anymore because it's becoming a parody of itself. You know, people think science fiction consists of guys putting on funny-looking old-fashioned